You're listening to the Lost in Japan English Podcast, episode number 157.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード157番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English Podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Hello everyone! Today we are talking about our favorite inspirational quotes both in English and in Japanese.
はい、今日のテーマはですね、ときめく言葉ということで、私たちの大好きな言葉、日本語、英語でご紹介していきたいと思います。
Okay, so Yako, do you have a number one favorite quote that you find inspirational?
はい。結構名言集とか格言とか座右の銘っていうところで言うといっぱいあるんだけど、今割と好きっていうかかなり好きですね。成功うどくっていう、これ四文字熟語なんだけど、成功うどくっていうのがあります、はい、知ってる？
知らない。 Can you explain it?
成功うどくはまず4つの漢字なので、成功の成が晴れっていう漢字で、はい、成功の功が耕すっていう漢字で、晴れっていう漢字はヤンの名前に晴れっていう字があって、で耕すっていう字は my name なんだよね。It's the Chinese character from my name. And so, これだけで割となんか親しみがある四文字熟語なんだけど、はい、で、うどくっていうのが雨と読むっていう字なんだけど、はい、What it means literally is 晴れた日は外に出て田んぼを耕して、
はい、
で、雨の日は家の中で本を読む。
読む。
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason why I like this is because it's about living a slow life.
Ah, yes.
So, なんか
And nature guided,
そうそうそうそう、
right?
そういう感じ。自分のいろんな都合でなんだかんだ忙しく生きるんじゃなくて、天気によって今日こういう天気だからこうしようとか、今日はこういう天気だからこうしようみたいな、そんな感じで生きていくのが、It's my ideal way of living.And so,、
はい、
I'm constantly thinking about this one.
Ah, いいね、いいね。I like the slow life ideas.
Yes, yes, yes.
And influences. Yeah.、I think we can all benefit from slowing down.
そうなんですよ。やっぱりね、何かと忙しいから、ね。I think slow life living is the luxurious living for me.
It is, right?
Yeah.
I agree. Like having time to justchill and
そうそうそう
enjoy and relax and right be able to take a rainy day and cuddle up with a good book
or you know そうそうそう
having that kind of flexibility is so nice.
そうなのよ。で、前やこたちもさ、ヒュッケとかさ、いろんなそういう話もしたりしたじゃん。やっぱりね、ね、世界中どこでもそういうのって理想だったり、これこそ。裕福な暮らし方なんじゃないかなって思うから。My question for you is, is there any kind of saying in English that has like a similar nuance というか、気持ちというか、そういうのってあるかなって思ってさ。
Well, there's a popular idiom. There's a popular saying which is like, stop and smell the roses.
Oh, いいね。
And I feel like that's, you know, that's very old school. It's a very old saying. But I think it's fundamentally like, yeah, it's stop and enjoy life. Stop and,
いいね。
You know,smell the flowers and don't just go rushing by.
はいはい、はい、
so it's not quite like live life by nature, but like take time to enjoy nature and enjoy things.
もうそれだね。Stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, it reminds me of this adventure racing show.I remember watching where there are these couples, you know, and they're teams of two, and they would do these races around the world. And there was this one older couple who were in the race, and they're supposed to be racing, but like every time they would come to like a beautiful setting, they would stop and like just take it in and
and
it's so cute. You know, even though they were doing a race, they were like, let's enjoy this.
そう、もうそれだよね、まさにね。もう競争なのに、そうやってついつい止まって、あ、いいねってなっちゃう。もう競争になってないみたいなところがね。
Yeah,
I love that. いいね、その人たち。ちーちゃんはなんか、これっていう大好きなときめく言葉ってある?
There's one by Anais Nin that I really love. There's so many. It's hard.
そうなんだよ。結構さ、今回好きなやつをね、言ってみようみたいな感じなんだけど、なかなか選べないよね。
Yeah. Okay. So one of my favorite quotes is by Mary Oliver, who is an American poet. And she wrote a poem called The Summer Day. And it's a beautiful poem. But at the very end, she asks this question. She says, Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Yeah, I think it's just a, it's just such a beautiful question, I think, to ask all the time.
Yeah. 最後にさ、そんなズドンってそんな質問されちゃうとさ、ほーって考えるよね。
Yeah, so one, Mary Oliver's, she's a famous American poet who writes short poems about nature, actually. That's more of her theme, yeah. So in this, she's talking about a summer day and she's talking to a grasshopper, but
かわいいね。
I love this question. Yeah.
もう一回言ってくれる?
Tell me, what is it you plan to do?With your one wild and precious life.
Wild and precious life だよね。そういう名言は本当にズドンってくるな。一回しかない人生をどう生きていくか、何をして生きていきたいですかっていうことだもんね。その人が割と自然の話をする、自然についての詩を書く人だって言うと、ちょっとその人全然訳知らなかったからチェックしてみたいね。
Yeah, she's an amazing poet.
その答えってちーちゃん見つかってる?
I can't say that there's any like one thing specifically, but I think it's more aboutNot taking your life for granted, right? Not taking each day for granted. And, you know, I think, you know, you and I have talked a lot about what does it mean to be authentic, right?
So.
And I feel like kind of finding your, you know, rather than just conforming to social expectations, like we have parts of us that we need to acknowledge are wild,
so
right? Like, and live wildly in that way.
そうなんだよね。この一度しかない人生をどう生きていくか、しかもね、ヤコたちがよく話してるように、いかに正直に生きるかって、本当にもう多分死ぬまで考えてると思うんだけどね。
Right? Yeah. And I think that's all we can ask for.
そうなんだよね。
is not getting complacent around it.
Complacent ってどういうの?
Complacent means like where you stop caring.
ああ。
It's like when you stop trying.
なるほど、なるほど。満足しきっちゃって、もう何もやろうとしない感じだろうね。なるほど、なるほど。そうだよね。
Yeah.
そうなんだよ。
Yeah.
結構さ、ヤコも楽器を弾いて、でまあ、今も弾くけどちゃんとミュージシャンとしてやってた時いろんなその有名なミュージシャンのインタビューとか読んでるとさ A lot of them say if you're ever satisfied with what you're doing you fail as a musician or an artist、so you constantly try and move forward and that's what makes a good artist or a good musician or even a good person、って感じだよね、
それ
すごくいい言葉だねしかもその人の詩はちょっとぜひ読んでみたいなと思います
Oh, I think you'll love her poetry、
ね、
It's beautiful
いいねなんか いいの出てくるねでもねやっぱりねこういう
I know, I love to collect very, you know, great quotes
そうなんだよヤコだってねそもそもクォーテーションを集めるっていうことをしだしたのってちーちゃんの影響の気がするんだよね。I think I talked about this before, but I remember you writing all of these quotations and like posting them all around in your room. あちこちにペタペタペタペタ貼ってあってさ、何なんだろうって聞いてたらすごい好きなクォーテーションなんだって、ああなるほどこうやって集めてるんだなって思って、やっこもやろうみたいな感じでやり始めたのが、That was a long time ago, but yeah, I remember you have been collecting them for so long. I bet you have like tons and tons and tons.
Yeah, they've changed over time, but there's a few that have made it, you know, through, that I still love. And that I still, you know, say to myself, you know, decades later.
一番長く持ってるのってある?
So there's one actually by another American writer, Anais Nin, that I have loved for a long, long time.
Ooh.
And so she says, and the day came when the risk it took to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom.
Oh, 深いね。
And so that's about taking risk,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Where it's more painful to not be you, to not try something, to not grow, than it is to do the thing, to take the risk, to, you know, grow as an individual.I really love that idea because I think that's where change happens.
そうだよね。しかも I love it that it's つぼみとかお花とかやっぱネイチャーに関わるような表現で言ってるっていうのがすごい分かりやすいし、そのリスクテイキングのね、リスクを取って生きていくっていうのはいろんなところで聞くけど、like taking the hard way とか、no risk, no gain みたいなそういう言葉とかもあるし、はい、やっぱそういうのはどうしてもヤコも聞いちゃうね。Yeah. どうしよう、Y 字に、道の Y 字に来て、どっち行くんだって自分によく聞くような気がするんだよね。
は
いはい、で、I try to take the hard way or the sometimes complicated way, which is a risk thatis potentially the way to blossom more or こっち大変そうだけどこっちで行くべきだみたいな感じで自分で思って行くっていうことを自問自答って自分に聞いて自分で答えてみたいなことやってる気がするから、そういう言葉はすごく綺麗な言葉だね。しかもね、それがね、I love how the buds and the blossom part is in that quotation.
Yeah, she's a beautiful writer as well. Just another quote I actually really like that's somewhat related, where she says, "Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage."
いいね、深いね。今日はいい言葉がいっぱい。
Well, tell me one of your other ones.
まあ、ヤコもね、どうやって生きるか、もうね、アーセンティシティとかいっぱい話してきて、今ちーちゃんが紹介してくれたクオーテーションみたいに、やっぱり生きることについてやっぱ考えるんだけど、だから それに関わるもので、これはね、チベットのことわざらしいんだけど、こう誰が言ったわけではなくて、
oh, okay.
チベットのプロバーブらしいんだけど、これは日本語からいきます。
はい、はい、
いい人生を生きていく秘訣は半分食べて、2倍歩いて、3倍笑って、もう計り知れないほど愛することだ。
Oh.
Yeah. I love this
oh,
one.
I love it. It's got math in it too.
I know. In English, it's the secret of living life is eat half, walk double, laugh triple,in love without measure.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that's a beautiful quote.
なんか it's simple, it's easy to understand.
Yeah, and it does make me think like, oh gosh, do I have those percentages down in my life?
そうなのよ。ヤコめっちゃ食べるんだよね。めちゃくちゃ食べて、食べないと風邪ひいちゃうとかさ、食べないと力が出ないとか思ってるからさ、いつも。だからいっぱい食べちゃうんだけど、いや、ちょっと控えた方がより健康的なのかもな。
Yeah, actually, I think that longevity is associated with eating less.
Yes, そうなんだよね。
Okay, so I have to share with you my current favorite quote.
はいはい。
It is by Lewis Carroll, who is the author of Alice in Wonderland.
はいはい。
And this is actually a quote from Alice in Wonderland.
なるほどなるほど。
And I love it because it's like, it just keeps me grounded.
No.
So here's the quote.
はい。
Begin at the beginning, the king said very gravely, and go on till you come to the end, then stop.
それ?
That's it.
That's it? どういうこと?
Oh, but I love it because I think that as human beings, and I, as a overthinker, tend to overcomplicate so much in my life.
Oh.
And, you know, I like how the king's like, begin at the beginning, and then when you come to the end,
stop.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I can do that.
Ah, なるほどね。そう。 こうついついいろいろ考えちゃう人にとっては確かにそうシンプルすぎて、
yeah.
それならできるなみたいな感じになっちゃうなるからいいね。しかも、
plus I love Alice in Wonderland。
やっぱね実はちゃんと見てない気がするんだよね。
Oh, you must read the book. You must watch the Disney's. Yeah, you must do it all.
そういっぱいあるんだよ結構。あこれ読みたい、ずっと読みたいと思ってるみたいなものがいっぱいあって、アリスもそうなんだけど、しかもキングが言ってんだもんね、それね。キングには従うべきだよね。
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that, I love it. And I,、yeah. I love how you, それを受け止める方が面白いなって思うね。その、やっぱいろいろ考えちゃって、結局何も始めないとか、そういう、
Yeah, I think we can easily get into that. Like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to get started. You know, and I don't know how. And it's like, begin at the beginning.
Hey, hey, hey. And when you're done, stop.
Yeah, basically,
yeah. まあ、そうねって感じだよね。はい、わかりました。そうしますって感じだよね。いいね、yeah. それね。I love that too.
That's why it's one of my favorite quotes.
Okay,
it's pop quiz time.
Pop quiz もあったね。Okay です。
Okay, so today's theme is analogies and idioms.
はい。今日のテーマは比喩表現とか慣用句ですね。
Okay, so my pop quiz for you today is actually more of a question because I just want to know the answer.
はい。
So first of all, what does it mean?When someone is in the closet.
ああ、やこそれちゃんとわかってるかな。in the closet ってことはちょっと隠し事をしてるってこと。
Yes, but there's a very specific 隠し事。
Yes, and that is about your sexuality and gender.
Yeah, exactly. Typically, in the closet means your sexual orientation. So if you're gay.And then, so when someone comes out,、
mm-hmm.
we say they came out of the closet, right? They come out and they say, oh, I'm gay, or whatever. So, yeah, when someone is in the closet, it's the time in their life where they're not open about their sexual orientation.
そうだよね。それを日本語で。
Yeah, so that's my question.
I know. My mind is racing right now.
How does one say that? Like, oh, they came out of the closet.
だよね。多分まあそんなはっきりとした言い方はないと思う。And the reason is that I think your sexual orientation みたいなそういうジェンダーについてもそうだけど、そういったことってまだまだ日本だとまずあんまりいないし、いないっていうよりか they may be in the closet かもしれないよね。だけど、うん、あんまりそういう話って出てこないんだよね日常では。Like,Sometimes it's in the news, sometimes there's books on them, of course, but it's not as, the subject is not as popular as it is in the United States, I think. Mm. And so I can't think of a direct or simple way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
だけど、隠すことだよね。隠してるってことになっちゃうのかな。
Yeah.
I think the opposite when you say when you're coming out of the closet,
mm-hmm.
そっちだと coming out するっていうのはカタカナで使ってるね。
Okay, because that is what we say. It's like, oh, when did you come out, right? We don't always say the word closet, but coming out essentially means you're coming out.
だよね。そうだよね。短くして。
Okay, so it's just カタカナ。
そうそう。告白する方をカミングアウトって言ってるから、多分当然隠してる方も何かしらそういうカタカナでの表現はあるかもしれないけど、その in the closet の方は、ちょっと調べないとよくもわからないです。間違えると嫌だし、ちょっと調べさせてください。なんかいつかまたご報告できたらと思います。
Okay. Yeah, yeah, maybe our listeners can help us out too.
そうだよね。ちょっとリスナーの皆さん知っていたら、あるいはこんな言い方するんじゃないのかなっていうのがあれば、ぜひぜひご紹介していただけたらなと思います。
All right.
Okay. じゃあ、日本語バージョンの方行きます。
はい。
ツボにはまる。
I don't know, but I'm gonna take a guess.
Oh, okay.
例文お願いします。
Okay, 例文でいくと、
はい、
今ちーちゃんが言ったことが、ツボにはまっちゃって笑いが止まんないよっていう感じ。
Interesting. Okay, because I was gonna say, obviously it has something to do with getting stuck, but I was kind of thinking like, oh, you get like really obsessed and stuck on like an idea or a thought or a hobby.
なるほど.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think you got the general picture. When someone says something funny and it sticks with you and you can't stop laughing.
Uh-huh.
It can be really short. It doesn't have to stick with you forever. It's just that instant.
Hi.
For instance, like when you crack up and you just can't stop, when you get a kick out of something. Image de yuto, ko when an arrow kind of hits the mark inside you. っていう kanji. まあ基本的にはね、こう笑いが止まんない系で使うことが多いね。
I'm trying to think of like what would be the translation, yes. But I don't know if there is one.
That was what my question was for you. I can't really think of a phrase or how you would say this.
Okay, well, listeners, if you guys have suggestions on how we might say tsubo ni hamaru in English,
yes.
and express that, you know, we'd love to hear from you because we're a little bit stumped.
So this tsubo ni hamaru no ii eigo no hyougen ga atta ra zehi listener no minasan ni mo oshiete itadaketara ureshii na to omoimasu.
Well, thank you guys for listening to our inspirational quote episode. We hope that you enjoyed them, and we'd love to hear what your inspirational quotes are as well. So hit us up on Instagram or Facebook.
はい、今日は ときめく言葉について話したり、比喩表現や慣用句について話しましたけれども、もし、皆さんご意見等ありましたら、ぜひインスタやフェイスブックで教えていただけると嬉しいです。
Well, thanks everyone. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japan English, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか。面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。